Desolation, written by Mithril, read by Raven. Summary: Sarek reflects. Sarek walked along a path on the new colony planet. They had found a desert planet that was similar to Vulcan, but it was not the same. It had a more oxygen-rich atmosphere, and the gravity was slightly less. He was alone. Amanda was dead, and Spock had gone into Starfleet. At first, he had been angry when Spock turned down his acceptance into the Vulcan Science Academy, but he had come to realize that Spock had followed the only course open to him. He had supported him in his decision to remain in Starfleet after the disaster. Somewhere on the colony, there was a man who bore his son's name, but who was not his son. Ambassador Spock had come to him not long after they had established the colony and explained the situation. He did not want to see him, did not want to speak with him. He did not want to be reminded that there was or had been another reality where this catastrophe had not happened, one where Vulcan still orbited Alastrak, one where Amanda still lived, or at least had lived a full life. He must remarry, not only to help repopulate the species, but for his own survival. It was his duty, but he did not relish the thought. He had loved Amanda. Now, of necessity, he must marry a stranger, a woman that he did not love, and who would not, could not love him. He was alone. He had no planet, no wife, and no son, for all that Spock still lived, and an alternate version of him as well. He was alone. The end. Thank you for listening.